Blog Talk Radio.
To Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Carol, to the mothers, to the deacons, to the ministers, to the youth, to the intercessors, praise God, to all of our preachers and ministers, to the ADM family and frontline, we say good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Michigan. Good morning, Illinois. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For the Lord woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitly in place. Oh, bless his holy name. And we do give him the praise, the honor, and the glory for another day's journey. Praise God. We thank him for being here in the land of the living. One more time to go out and to do his will and to build his kingdom and to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on today. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning also to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first come give you the honor who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and Pastor Carolyn, and everyone on the AMD men, everyone in the ADM ministry, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you just for another day that you allowed us to see. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to you, God, just asking you to forgive us for all our sins, the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you how you shield and protect us, God. Didn't let any hurt, harm, danger, pain come upon us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing, delivering, and setting the captives free, God. Oh, God, we thank you for letting us constantly push, God, when we don't feel like pushing, God. When things come upon us to protect us, God, continue we push like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for bringing us together in unity, love, and in peace. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you this morning. Have mercy upon our souls, God. We truly need you. Oh, God, we lift our family members up to you, God. Continue to draw near to them. Draw them near to you, God. Heal and protect them, God. Save. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up the Williams family once again to you, the Davis family, God, the Jackson family, God, the Mumford family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing in these last and evil days, God. We say just thank you, thank you, thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you even going into the nursery home, God, in the hospital as you walk the ward, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Church and people, bodies, God, healing. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. God, we thank you this morning like never before, God. We thank you even watching out for our neighborhoods, God, as we enter out our door, going in and out, God. Thank you for that traveling mercy, God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, we glorify you. And we magnify you. And Lord, we thank you now. As you send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, send it, Lord God. Right now, Lord God. To rest upon your people, Lord God. To stir us, to shake them. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and have your way this morning, right now. Meet us, Lord God. Where we at? Meet us, Holy Spirit. Where we at? In the name of Jesus. Right now, have access to our lives. You have it, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, honorable Son. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come. And when you come, dispense what we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Dispense it now, Holy Spirit. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Do it, Holy Spirit. We can't do anything until you come, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Have your way right now. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. Internationally, Holy Spirit. Locally, Holy Spirit. Do it right now. Your people need you. Right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. To move right now. On this day. At this time. At this hour. Father God. Move right now. Glory to the Lord. Come in, Holy Spirit. Come in, Holy Spirit. Work everything out for our good. In the name of Jesus. Every prayer. Every request that was prayed. Lord God, right now, in the corporate prayer by the mother, you see, you hear, you know. Oh, glory, Holy Spirit. Have your way, have your way. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way right now. Come, come, glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Help us now. Father God, we thank you for your spirit.
Thank
we thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Do your work right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, cover us, Holy Spirit. Cover us with your anointing power. Oh, glory,
universal.
And we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you attend. We thank you, Holy Spirit, right now, to each and every one of us. Oh, glory be to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Whatever we need right now, Holy Spirit, Lord, dispense it, dispense it right now, and renew us, renew our heart, renew our mind, renew our thought process, and Lord Jesus, have your way right now, in each and every one of us, internationally, and locally, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, go out right now. Stir up this atmosphere over this world right now. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, hallelujah. Save, deliver, set free, renew, bring back, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Yodobo Chandara. Right now, Holy Spirit. Right now, somebody needs you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's in a decision, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Glory.
Thank you.
Father God, right now,
Lord.
By your Holy Spirit,
deliver them.
Save them. Set them free. Right now, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Reclaim, Holy Spirit. Reclaim each
Lord.
And every one. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We
thank
you, Lord.
Jesus. Now thank
fix
you,
it.
Lord. Thank you.
Fix it, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Fix everything right now.
In the name
fix
of
it.
Yes,
Lord. Right now.
Yes,
Father God.
Lord.
Fix our mind.
Yes,
fix
Lord.
Our heart.
Yes,
fix
Lord.
Our
yes,
fix
Lord.
Our
yes,
fix
Lord.
Our talk.
Yes.
Fix
yes.
it right now, Lord God.
Must
fix
be.
It, Lord God. What comes into our eye gate? What comes into our ear gate? Fix it, Lord God.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
then
Lord.
Fix the leaders of this country. Fix the inhabitants of the USA. Save
yes.
them, Lord God. Through your Holy
yes.
Spirit, move on their hearts. Move on their
yes.
minds, glory of the Son. Right
Jesus.
Now. They need fixing, Lord. They need
yes,
saving, Lord God.
Yes,
do it right
Lord.
Now, Holy Spirit. Move by your power. Move by your might. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we'll thank you. We'll
thank
praise
you. Jesus.
We'll glorify you.
Yes,
we'll
Lord.
Magnify you, Lord God. Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have
Jesus.
Your way.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Have your way, Lord. This one.
Lord,
have your way. Only
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
God. Only
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord
God, can turn it around.
Your
only
way,
you, God, Lord God, can save, deliver, and set free.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Only you, Lord God. Only
yes,
you.
Lord.
And so we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, yes,
we
Lord.
Praise you. We glorify you, Lord. As
yes,
you lead
Lord.
Us, Lord. Right here, Lord God. At this particular time. Father God. In our prayer closet.
Yes,
come
Lord.
In our step down to you. Oh,
yes.
glory to God. Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
You deserve all the glory. You deserve
yes,
all the honor.
Lord.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus. You
yes,
deserve
Lord.
It. You deserve it, Lord God. You
yes,
deserve
Lord.
It, Lord God. We
yes,
ask that you have your way.
Yes,
fix
Lord.
It, Lord God. Whatever the need is.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit you so, Lord God. Fix
yes,
it, Lord,
Lord
God. And make us whole. Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord God, that we can
yes.
come. That we can do your will.
Yes,
that
Lord
we can spread
Jesus.
The good news of the gospel
yes.
to someone who would hear about the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
right now, Lord God.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, do it right now. Deliver, Lord
Jesus.
God, from drugs,
yes, Lord.
Alcohol.
Amen. Yes.
From cigarettes.
Yes.
From all of those other abominable things, Lord God, that you, Lord God, is not a part of.
Amen.
God, do it right now.
Yes,
the sex
Lord.
Trafficking of our
yes.
children. God,
yes,
do it
Lord.
Right now. In the name
of
Jesus.
In the name
Young
of
people
Jesus.
People killing one another. Deliver right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God,
yes.
do it right now. In the name of Jesus. God,
yes.
ask that you send your Holy Spirit out to erase
yes.
that spirit, that demon.
Yes,
oh, praise
mm.
be to God.
Yes,
of assassination
Lord.
Of our young people. God,
yes,
do it right
Lord.
Now. God, do it right
Jesus.
Now. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And God, we're going to
thank you. Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We're going to pray. Your
yes.
holy name. Oh, blessed
yes,
be the name of the
yes,
Lord,
Lord
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And God, we
thank
count
you.
It done.
Amen.
We count it done. You
yes,
told us
Lord.
Just to end. Lord God, being sincere and committed in you, Lord God, in your word. And
yes.
Lord God, that you would be. So we
yes,
thank you,
Lord. Thank
and we
you,
praise
Jesus.
You in
thank
the name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. Lord God, that every request and prayer has been, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Has been answered. Has been answered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we receive it as we come into agreement during this corporate prayer. We receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Nothing.
Amen.
Like the visitation of the Holy Spirit when you need him. He's always on time. Praise God.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
Praise
yes.
God. Again, I'd like to say good morning to all. Praise God. And we just like to say amen for the sick in the prayer list. Praise God. That God will bless you, heal you, give you what you need. Praise God in this hour, in the name of Jesus, name by name and face by face, in the name of Jesus. Glory,
yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Mother. Praise God for that beautiful corporate prayer this morning. Praise God. Amen. Nothing like prayer. Only way we
amen.
Can get to it is through prayer. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
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 I have a word this morning, praise God, a nugget. And it's coming out of Matthew, the 14th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And here, amen. Here is the scene. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship. Now, constrained you can take as directed, amen, for them to go over and get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. For, you know, he had just finished, amen, praise God, giving the word of God of himself to the multitude, praise God. And so when he has sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. So he went up by himself, didn't even take one disciple, praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, we have to steal away and
amen.
Go to the Father on our own.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes we just don't need the crowd because we need to talk to our daddy for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. That means it was blowing. It was angry. Amen. Praise God. And I can imagine just rocking the ship back and forth. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And
amen.
In the fourth watch of the night. Amen. And, you know, the Romans, they would divide the watches of the night into four quarters. Amen. So I could imagine maybe the fourth quarter being maybe 12 o'clock midnight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In the fourth quarter of the watch of the night, Jesus went up unto them, walking on the sea. Amen. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. They were confused. Amen. Praise God. They were excited because they'd never seen him do such a thing, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. Praise God. Amen. Isn't
amen,
it amazing
amen.
That all the time that they were spending with Jesus, that they did not recognize him? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like when the Spirit of God is all over us
and talking to us that we don't even realize. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, God put a mechanism in us, amen, to let us know he is near, he is there, he is with us. Amen. He put the power of discernment, praise God. And he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not hear. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh,
amen.
Bless his holy name. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? O glory be to God. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to stop right there. Where is your faith in God? Amen. Praise God. When the Spirit of
Amen.
God come upon you, amen. And we know, praise God, it is the Spirit of God. Amen. But we are still afraid. Praise God. Where is our faith in God? That's the question for the day. Amen. At this time, praise God, we're going to turn this portion of the service over to our apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Pastor Smith, I'm just leaning in the background. I'm waiting on you to get through because you always be hitting some buttons and hitting nerves. And I called myself, I said, well, I'm going to sit back today, but Pastor Smith go with this teaching me hitting buttons and nerves. So, Pastor Smith, I'm always sitting in the background till the Lord is through, and when you really don't gave out your nuggets and your point of view, then I like to come in and just share different things. So, you know, you got more on. Please go ahead and deliver. I'm just sitting in the background.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. But where is your faith in God? Amen. And the Lord said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Praise God. So if we have a sound mind, that means we are stable. Amen. In understanding and wisdom of God. Amen. That nothing, praise God, nothing should we fear. Amen, praise God. Because God will protect us and take care of us. Amen. But where is your faith? He said, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Amen. But the word tells us that even in that little faith at the size of a mustard seed, how much power. How much you can accomplish, amen, by having just that little faith in God. For Peter had the faith, stepped out, praise God, started walking on the water, amen. But he made one mistake, little mistake. He took his eyes off the Lord. I say to you on today, don't take your eyes off the Lord for nothing and nobody. Praise God. Amen. Don't do
Amen.
It. Amen. You might do it at a critical time. Praise God. The Lord could be coming back. Amen. Cracking the sky. Don't take your eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your eye on the prize, the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Peter started sinking. Praise God. None of us want to be sinking on today. Time is too short. Excuse me. And winding down. Time is too short. Amen. To give away. Praise God. For us. Praise God. And for others. Praise God. That we can witness to. Amen.
Amen.
That we can tell them, praise God, that they don't have to fear because the Lord thy God, praise God, has their back. Amen. Amen. But the grain of a mustard seed, grain of a mustard seed, that little bit Peter had, praise God, that moment he just tossed it, praise God, and started sinking. Amen. But he was right
Amen.
There with Jesus. Amen. Sometimes you hear that little saying, people will say, oh, he or she walks on water. Do you know what you're saying? Praise God. Do we really know what we're saying? Amen. There's only one that really walked on the water. Jesus. Amen. And he had to get
Amen.
To the ship where the disciples were. And the ship was long gone from the shore. But see, it was a setup, amen, to check their faith in him. Praise God. It was a setup. The wind blowing, the seas being tossed. Praise God. Looks like they're in turmoil, in despair. Praise God. Over Jesus. Came on the water, walking. Praise God. Praise God. He
Amen.
Came to be with them and to show them. Praise God. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. For lo, I am with you even unto the ends of the earth. Keep the faith. Don't take your eyes off of me. Always be aware. Always be on God. Keep your focus on me. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your faith in me. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. And when we do that, praise God, God will lead us through and bring us through victorious each and every time, oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. That's what it's all about. The striving, the pressing, the alignment, the positioning. Oh, glory in God. Oh, glory in his word. Amen. In his living word, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's
Amen.
All about. Being focused. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Knowing that, praise God, amen, that your vital point that you're trying to get to is heaven. Amen.
Amen.
It's vital. Amen. Vital interest. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing
amen.
Down here, praise God. Nothing down here should take our faith off of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Amen.
But where is your faith? Amen. Sometimes
Amen.
We have to ask ourselves, praise God. Sit down. Take some time out. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Realize who you are, a child of the Most High God, and where you're going. To the child of the Most High God, you're going to heaven. Amen. And to keep
Amen.
Your eye on the prize of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you're
Amen.
Positioned in Christ on today, that your faith is faith is in the Lord today, and that you're staying in a place today, that you're in alignment, and that you're constantly, amen, praise God, in position, because that position by God is constantly being adjusted, so you will stay right there, praise God,
amen,
in that perfect sweet spot where the Lord wants you, where he can use you. Oh, glory be
amen
to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God on today.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. I don't know about you. Amen. But I am glad. I am so glad that God
amen
saved me on today, and that I can
amen
have and keep my faith in him. Amen.
Yes.
No strings attached. Praise God. Because God gave us freedom in our faith towards him. Praise God. So we don't have to be bound. We don't have to fear. Amen. He is here. He is here. Praise God. Ever present before us. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God on today. Where is your faith?
Amen.
Where is your faith? Amen. Where is your faith in God? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't know, Pastor. Maybe you'd like to come
amen
in and give us something on the tail end here on back.
Yeah, I can. I'm gonna give a little something on the tail end, not much, because you got a lot of substance, and the substance would be what stirring me all up, and I be trying to hold my peace, but I gotta be like Shirley Caesar and Shana John. I can't hold my meal. Uh-huh. You got my goodness.
Yes,
listen, I'm gonna hit with some good, bad, and the ugly. Let me hit with some good, bad, and the ugly. You know what? The good thing is, at least Peter made a step. We had all of the 11 disciples, but only one made a step.
Yeah, only
and,
one.
You know, and that's what one thing that the saints of God really want you to learn. Not everybody going to make a step with you. You cannot
amen
look for unto us. You can't look for the praise. You can't look for the pats on the back. When you go and make a step into a direction that where they feel as though, or everyone around you feels as though, that their ability is not going to be able to do. You cannot
mm-hmm
be a successful individual. You just coming out of a project. You cannot be an individual that you is here because the doctor said that your disease or whatever this is unto death. Not everyone
mm-hmm
going to go with you when you make the step. Sometimes yourself
amen
is only made by yourself. Peter made the
amen
step, even though he came with everyone, but it was only one made a step of faith. Now, y'all hear
yes
me? My God. Your steps of faith is not considered everyone in a group. It's not considered.
Mm-hmm.
It's between you and God. It's between mm-hmm your relationship with God. We could be
mm-hmm
in a synagogue, or we could be in a place of worship with 2,000 to 3,000 people, but at the end
mm-hmm
of the day, it only depends on my relationship with God. You could have 200
mm-hmm
people surround you, but it's only one that has the faith enough to go the extra mile. Question
mm-hmm
is, my God, do you have the faith to go the extra mile? Do you have
amen
it in you to just step out to go the extra mile? And that thing, you know, to where we all get it, we all, at some point, we all could get to this point to where when we step out, it can get so overwhelming to us because we don't step into something new. We don't step
amen
into where we don't have no support. We don't have nobody to go and call on and say, hey, can I need this? Can you help me with this? We don't have no stuff in there. We are out there, and God got to keep us up. God got to
amen
hold us up. Are you willing
amen
to step into a position or into a place for the Lord to hold you up? It doesn't matter
yeah
if it's with your job. It doesn't matter if it's in your home. It doesn't matter where it's at. But the tendency is when we make good steps and we make good
mm-hmm
steps and we make these lunges and we begin to move forward, we begin to look at our circumstances and our situation. And when we take our eyes off of the main and we begin to look at our circumstances and our situation, that circumstances and situations begin to overtake us. Peter didn't have no problem standing. He had a problem when he realized what he was standing on. And when he realized the circumstances of the things that he's standing on, and he know he are breaking the laws of, you know, water, liquid, solid. He's breaking the different laws, and once he came into conscious of it, he began to change. I got a question for each and every one of you. How many of you all this morning don't step down on something, don't step down on your faith, and you begin to look at the circumstances, you begin to hear the naysayers, you begin to hear what people say, you begin to hear what folks that ain't even on your level, but they got to say in their opinion, and because of you begin to focus on what individuals say, you begin to sink. You begin to sink financially. You begin to sink in your health. You begin to sink into your mind. You begin to sink. But I got news for you. And one thing that I liked about it when it came, even though Jesus addressed his issues, but Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him up. I'm telling you right now that everyone that is on this line, if you need a lifeline, I know that some point in your walk, your faith might, you know, your faith got dim, your beliefs got dim, your faith, your fire in the Holy Ghost got a little dim, your little shock though got a little weak. But I'm telling you right now, if you can reach out and grab the hands of the living God, you'll be able to be restored. You'll be able to, my God, to have that fire again. And I know sometimes, every now and then, if you could just reach your hand out, my God Almighty, just reach on out. And God telling you right now, if you can reach out and grab his hand, he's going to pull you up. So before I get off this air, I just want to let somebody know, listen, your dreams are not dead. Your business ideal is not dead. It's not too late for you to move into a financially wealthy place. My God, your sickness is not unto death. Well, God is going to get ready to take you. If he said it then, he's going to say it now. You are not counted out, regardless of what the naysayers may say, but you are not calling out. You're going to keep sliding. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep moving. Yes, there were times in your life where it calls you to think, but the hand of the Lord is here. His hand is reaching out, and all you got to do is reach back at him, and he's going to pull you in through. And I just thank the living God that he ain't going to allow us to drown. He ain't going to allow us to suffer. He's going to pull us out even though we don't make some decisions that it wasn't at him. Even though we don't make some directions that we did not supposed to go. But I thank the living God that each and every one of you on this line this morning, you have an opportunity and say, God, I'm reaching my head out. Grab my hold. Pull me, God. Pull me back behind your veil. Pull me back behind in your presence. Pull me back into your divine will, because I'm going to get this thing right. And this time, when I step outside of the boat from the nature, for all the worlds want to look around and want to play these games, this time, I'm going to walk to my promise. I'm going to walk to my God. I feel a hoop coming on. Let me get on off right now. All right, Pastor Smith, back to you. I feel a hoop this morning, my God. You walk to your promise. You walk to your place. You walk to your, don't allow nobody, not even much yourself, to stop you from going through what you need to go through. Baby, we all got to go through that journey. We all have to come through a fight. Financial blessings that they come on the table, like the majority of us, with a silver powder or gold powder or something like that. You got to go through a fight. It ain't how many times that I sink. It's just how many times that I got up and kept going. And you got to get on up and keep going. So thinking, I'm not going to sink. I'm not going to fail. I will trust in the Lord. And my God Almighty, if my footsteps are ordered by him. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see a difference in your life. My God, some of you need to go ahead and step out. You don't master the stage of riding with others. You don't master the stage of having your own entourage. You know, not to that stage where you got your pieces and everybody patting you on the back and telling you how good you are doing. You are mastering that stage. See, Pastor Smith, I realize that people got to be in a place to where they got to be, they got to have affirmation. They got to, somebody got to tell them they're doing good. Listen, you mastered that stage. You know, you was in the ship with all the disciples. Y'all doing good. You're doing good. But who's going to step out and go to the next phase? And because when you begin to sink into it, you got to understand, at least he sank into something. He began to sink into something new other than sinking into the ship where everybody else was on. So he came down. So, you know, at least where you're going now, you might have a little issues or might have a little this and a little that. But guess what? You're much further than where you was at. And your nation is still on the ship, but at least you came out of the ship. At least you came out. At least you stepped out. So let's begin to go ahead and take that step. Get out of that ship. Get out of the naysayers. Get out of the world that want to pat you on the back and got this to say. Now get out of that. Step into something new. And God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to ask, Father, can I come up? Can I come? He's waiting on you. God bless you all this morning.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Reach for that lifeline in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Keep the faith, baby. Keep the faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank our apostle. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For those words. Amen. Praise God. Of encouragement, enlightenment. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our position in Christ that we don't sink. Amen. That
Amen.
When we do feel like we're sinking, that we can reach up and grab the almighty hand of Jesus Christ on today.
Amen. Amen.
We thank you. We thank you, Apostle. We thank you. We thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus. We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
Somebody has gotten something out of this on today to carry you just a little bit further in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And remember,
Amen.
Somebody prayed for you. Had you on their mind. Amen.
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 Amen. So we thank God. Amen. Just a few announcements. Praise God. Don't forget about our talent show. Amen. Clayton County. The date is March the 17th. Time is 5 to 9 p.m. Entry for those that want to participate is $25. For all others, it's $10.
Amen.
Located at 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Amen. Point of contact information. Amen. It's just for Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. Amen. And all that you do, praise God. Quest. Because remember, it's only a test. Amen. And tests come to make us strong. Amen. They don't come to punish us or destroy us. When we start looking at it in that light, praise God, we'll be able to press through it. Amen. Because in order to be able to get to it, amen, that victory, that healing, that whatever, you got to go through it to get to it. Amen.
Yes.
The only way through it, praise God, there's only one way. Keeping the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, come on back tonight at 7 p.m. when our own Mother Helen is going to come. Amen. And spread the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't know how she's going to come. A drive-by or a sit-down. But she's going to come. You come on back and be blessed of the Lord. And remember, God loves you. And so do we. You have a God. Let's go with the Lord.
Amen.